Hey, Brian Parker here again with a fabulous video. You know, I start the weeks on Sunday, I start thinking, what are my videos going to be? And I think one thing and then it evolves into something else. So this week has turned out to be assignments and kind of a gotcha type of thing with their own paperwork. I always say use their paperwork against them, but it's clearly written in their own paperwork that the debt is securitized. As you saw the last video I did on assignments and securitization and hacks of a lawsuit. And I used the Galaxy International one. There it is, floating by. Hey, we're gonna do another one of those where their own paperwork screwed them over. And you're also gonna become a member of the Clean Hands Club. What's the Clean Hands Club? You'll find out. So before we get started, I want you to remember my car title analogy. I sell you my car because you intend to sell it to Susie. So I give you my title, but I don't sign my name or put the VIN number. You take the title anyway, and you find out you can't register the car and you can't sell it to Susie. Why? Because the specific document does not have the VIN number or the name or the signature or signature, basic signature. So keep that in mind. So in this case, this is about your basic LVNV funding lawsuit. Y'all aware of that if you're familiar with this channel. It's just the very simple 9 paragraphs in most states and really not much backing up. In this case, the very rare LVNV funding applied a bunch of paperwork. So we're going to look at that paperwork today to talk you through this so you can see at the end what nimrods they are as far as helping you. You just have to hope that the judge isn't a worse nimrod and doesn't see what you see. So I'm going to explain it to you so you can see what's quite obvious to everybody, but anybody except the people that sue my clients. So this, again, is another case of where I represent the defendant and it's SoFi claiming to have sold the debt to LVN Funding, or it's LVN Funding claiming to own the debt that from SoFi. So very briefly, the fintech industry, we've been talking about how that is exploding with Upstart Network, Cross River Bank, Blue Ridge Bank, Upgrade. And this is another SoFi is pumping out these 14, 15% easy to obtain loans and they spin it off into securitization, it defaults. And there's all these parts where they even admit it in the paperwork. So we're going to see that too. And then a debt collector comes along and said, well, he sold it to us. What's the problem? Where's our money? So let's find out where the problem is. So look for the four things. See how the chain of title is worthless by the plaintiff's own paperwork. I'm going to put this up for you. Their affidavit kills the case. You know, the counter affidavit is supposed to kill their case. They do it for you. Defendant and plaintiff, look for that 5 months early. What do I mean? You'll see. The loan agreement shows it was filed in the wrong state. Remember, we've talked in other videos about choice of law. Look for that. The assignment and securitization of it all. It used to be I'd start out and go, it's all in the assignments, baby. It's really not. It's in the absence of the assignments, baby. So here is the complaint, Shazam. It's your basic complaint. This time it's filed by a Weber and Olsey that is also in a number of states with the basic stuff. And if we go on the second page, Shazam, you'll see where they're claiming to been assigned the account, echo. So what do I mean by that? The word debt is not used anywhere in the lawsuit. If you own a debt and you wish to sell someone because they are not paying on the debt that they owe, you would say the word debt. Why is it missing? We've talked about that's the securitization proof of it all. They've attached a loan agreement, and that's generally what one does to show what one is in breach of. But now, the Clean Hands Club. Who's a member of the Clean Hands Club? All right? So if you look at number L2, Shazam, right there already in their own agreement, which they're not expecting A, to be suing people, or B, LVNV funding to be retaining this and saying they own it. But right there, if you look at the L number L2, they're letting you know that this thing is going to be spun off to invest stores. So, and you'll see exactly how that is, by the way. It's right there. Hello, it's right in front of you. And I would say that to NV Funding that's claiming they own this debt. Hello, it's right in front of you. There's the investors. Well, they're going to have to take a piece to invest, right? You don't invest in something, give someone your money, and you don't get anything back. So there are investors, or if you want to change the word to investors, owners. So anyway, that's their loan agreement. Oh, but wait a minute. Look at M1, Shazam. It should already be up there. It has to be it, meaning lawsuit has to be brought in California. And I title that, and you'll see my show notes, breach versus breach. What do I mean? But this is the Clean Hands Club. If you're claiming that my client has breached this contract, which you've attached, you yourself cannot breach the contract you're seeking to uphold, and my client has breached. You got to have clean hands. I always tell my clients, you got to come to court with clean hands, meaning you should not have done anything wrong in the context of the lawsuit. So if you're being sued on a debt, well, perhaps you didn't pay that. Now you kind of done something wrong. Maybe you did default, but they have the burden of proof. So even that isn't you having unclean hands, but they're bringing this on an account that's not even a debt with false paperwork. So let's take a look. And again, my point is, if they are bringing this is a Michigan case in Michigan, and it says right in their own contract, California, which they're claiming to adopt and being assigned, they don't have clean hands suing you in the wrong state. So it's the Clean Hands Club. The bill of sale, this is cool. Let's put it up, Shazam. If you can see, SoFi is passing on the accounts and evidences of a debt. That's the closest I've ever seen to debt. They also say indebtedness, but that's more of a vague term rather than saying Bob's debt or Susie's debt. So they're claiming they've sold the debt on February 28th, 2020. I can read my own bill of sale. But the thing was placed back in 2017 in a trust at origination. How do we know that? We're going to find out. But just remember, keep in mind, SoFi is saying, I'm handing this to Sherman Originator. I think it's Sherman Originator Acquisitions 3 or something like that. So what's wrong with that? Why don't we skip to the affidavit and let's keep the bill of sale up there, and I'll put the affidavit D up there next to it. All right? So now look at this. The affidavit itself is telling you it was put in a trust in September in 2017. Look at the name of that company as one of the assignees. There's a couple there. Sherman Originator, different variations, and the SoFi Trust 217-1. So if it's 217, that's when the debt was sold by SoFi. They've told you in their loan agreement, we're going to sell it to investors. That's the securitization of it all. When you get that debt, you sign on the line that is dotted, Glengarry Glen Ross, your debt is spun off to the secure trust, who then pays SoFi a good chunk. SoFi keeps the servicing rights and it returns payments you make back to the trust and keeps its fee. So everybody's a winner there, right? So it's owned by the 2017 trust, which obviously happened in 2017. So let's go back to the bill of sale. Put the bill of sale up there. If it isn't already still up there, should be next to each other. They're saying in 2020, SoFi is, I'm handing it to Sherman Originator. Impossible. Why is that impossible, Parker? Because their own affidavit said the trust got a hold of it back in 2017. So how is SoFi able to sell anything? They can. If there is an assignment before February of 2020 from the Secure Trust 2017-1 to SoFi, and then SoFi can sell the debt to Sherman Acquisitions, who's then going to claim to sell it to LVNV Funding. So it's in a trust in 2017. That's a major problem. That bill of sale is whacked, dog. It doesn't work. It's the chain of title is already broken there. You'll also notice in the bill of sale the word accounts. Now, they actually talk in terms of certain charged off accounts. It should be charged off debt. When your debt's on your credit report and it's charged off, it's not going to say charged off account. It's a debt that was charged off. So when you see the word accounts, that's kind of them being not honest, but that's all that's left that SoFi has, if they have it. But you're not being sued on that. You have to be sued on the debt that you signed for. So there's no clear path from SoFi to the secure trust, who then signs back the debt to SoFi to sell to Sherman Acquisitions under this forward flow receivable sale agreement, which you'll never see. So that's an issue. Attached to the bill of sale, let me show you some things. Two sheets, Shazam to Shazam. Look at all the owners, investors. Remember we talked about investors that own this debt or parts thereof or somebody's debt. And there's two pages up there. They're all trusts. SoFi Consumer Loan Program Grantor. SoFi Consumer Loan Program Grantor 2018. 2017-4. SoFi Consumer Loan Program Grantor Trust 2018-1. You don't need me to read that. I just want to show you what's attached to the bill of sale. Let's say they did everything right and those are the right appropriate investors. You must show the account number and the debtor's name, my client, or you, inside every assignment. Well, there is no assignment. There's no assignment back from the trust to SoFi to sell 3 years after the trust got it. And by the way, the trust paid SoFi a bunch of money. So why are you now being pursued for a similar amount that SoFi already received? You're going to get double whammied there. So not only was this debt paid off and SoFi received all the servicing fees, LVNV Fund is going to try and get the same amount that was already paid to SoFi. Look at the affidavit again. I want to show it again and be a little bit better about this. See the four. Let's just put four up there. And you can see SoFi Consumer Loan Program Grantor Trust owns the debt. And of course, in the affidavit, let's put the affidavit back up there. Accounts, accounts, account. There's nothing about the debt. And you're not getting sued on an account. You can't be. They're not account collectors. They're debt collectors. Maybe that'll change with this fintech explosion, but I doubt it. So I've written a couple of notes on the affidavit. The lawsuit was filed October 18th. This affidavit was filed June 26th. That's about a 4 or 5 month difference, depending on when it was actually filed and served. But most states, for example, Michigan, you've got to have an affidavit that's 10 days or less in age from the complaint. So if it was filed on October 18th, your affidavit must be signed and sworn to, by the way, by October 8th to be good, to be allowed under the state statute of Michigan. Well, I'm sure that all states follow similar paths. Otherwise, you'd have affidavits from years ago. There's got to be a timeliness of this. And it's everything is hearsay. So to come in, it's got to have credibility, reliability. In evidence class, they said, my professor said, it must have an indicia of reliability. Timing is everything. If it's a five-year-old affidavit, witnesses disappeared, how do we rely upon them? That takes away the credibility. If it's a week-year-old affidavit, well, the guy did look at the records and everything, and maybe that's coming in if everything else fits. The affidavit is too old, so check your state account stated statute. Also, my client and their LVNV funding are called plaintiff and defendant. Impossible, because the lawsuit wasn't filed for 4 or 5 months. So this is sworn under oath. It's not a small thing. You can't be false in something when you're swearing under oath, you have to be true in all of it. Otherwise, you violated the law. And I will quote what the affiant said here. I affirm under penalty of perjury that the above facts are true and correct to the best of my knowledge and based on the plaintiff's business records. Well, wouldn't you know that the lawsuit wasn't filed at this time? Why would you sign that? But she did. So anyway, here's a cool more proof that they say the debt is owned, but it isn't. This is called a transfer and assignment. Shazam. Look at that mess. It's not an assignment. First of all, they're trying to claim, that all these entities got together and assigned the debt that owned, this is those investors. So they're not called investors, but they are. The loan agreement kills them and helps you. So remember, PRA versus Green, or Green versus PRA, however you look at it, says you got to have an account number and the debtor's name embedded in each assignment. You can't just put a bunch of names up there. So what they've done attached to the transfer and assignment, they add, and they reference it in their paperwork, Exhibit A. So maybe the Exhibit A has what we need. So put it up. Ah, geez. It just says transfer group, portfolio. Do you see anybody's name? I haven't whited anything out. So the analogy with that car title that I talked about at the very beginning here is apt, because, or apropos, because you don't have an extra piece of paper when you're selling a car. You don't go, oops, I forgot to put the VIN number and the name. Here's an extra piece of paper that just attach it to. Well, first of all, that's why they have the space there, and that's how you assign or sell something. With the information you are selling. For example, if you sold a home, you wouldn't have an extra piece of paper telling you what home it was. No, you'd have everything in the assignment or this bill of sale, because that's what's being sold. So, and you'd have the owner in it. So this transfer assignment is just a bunch of nonsense. And that's the way it is. That Exhibit A tells you everything you need to know. Even when they say, look at the attached Exhibit A, it has nothing, which is basically this lawsuit. So their own paperwork makes everything worse for them. So when you see one of these lawsuits, you know how to answer this. You come to my membership site, and here's a list of everything you've got. You've got the actual answer that I put in Word for you. My actual answer that I filed with the court. You'll have their complaint. You'll have their transfer document. You'll have their affidavit. You'll have my affidavit in Word that you can incorporate the way you want to in your law. I'm not telling you to practice law or your life. Their own paperwork kills their own case. And you store all that in that counter affidavit, as you can see I've done. When you look at the membership site, you know what? Here's my affidavit. Shazam. That's the affidavit I used in this case. And you can see everything I just said is in the affidavit. So that's what you need to do, is tear apart the case, find the holes. You know, I used to talk about, and I still mean it, take all their allegations, go true, 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 false, and you won't see much true. And then look at their supporting document. It supports nothing. It doesn't show anything is assigned. And you see that and you put that in your counter affidavit. All right. You can rock and roll with this and win this case and settle it. And I remind people daily, if you go to my membership site, and I'll put it up in the air, you'll see how to settle a debt. How to settle a debt with a debt collector attorney. How to create an affidavit. How to fight PRA. How to fight UHG, how to fight Citibank, how to fight Discover Bank. Oh, I'm actually fighting there. I don't do that. So, because first I block. So, I got a ton of stuff on the membership. CollectionStopperSolutions.com. It is the solution to your collection problem. Every video you could possibly want is there. I hope this one helped. Like, love and subscribe. And just remember, as Flavor Flav said from Public Enemy, you can't trust this. And I mean their assignment paperwork. Thank you.